Blog Hello, Talk Mr. Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have a fabulous guest. We've got actress and gospel singer Sandra Chris with us. But before we start, let's say thank you to my sponsors, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions from Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyson Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. So I hope everybody's well. Before we start, I hope everybody's doing well. You guys down in the South, they're a little chilly. I'm sorry. We're used to it. You're not. And you're having a tough time with it. I apologize, and I hope you all stay well. And we have a storm brewing for us tomorrow here on the East Coast, so more snow on top of snow. So anyway, with us tonight is, her voice is beautiful, and she's beautiful just in general. So on the phone with us is Miss Lady Sandra Chris. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. I'm wonderful, my dear.
Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. And I love your music. I really do. And I try not to listen to them ahead of time so I can enjoy them like everybody else does at the same time for hearing it the first time. So I only heard bits and pieces of them. So, but tell everybody. Now, I apologize. I didn't put actress on the promo. And so now, what is your love, acting or singing, or obviously both, I'm sure?
Well, you know, I'm really passionate about singing, but I studied opera at a conservatory on the East Coast in Philadelphia, and I got involved with musical theater when I was in high school, so I do have a love for theater. But I can honestly say I love my passion is really music. It really is.
Right.
I discovered when I was working on this album, this CD with my producer, that I have an art for producing songs and writing songs.
Great.
And I really delved into my creativeness in me that I didn't even know was there.
Right. Did you do this during COVID, during a pandemic?
No, you know what, Joanne? I did this album probably 2 years ago, right before the pandemic. We were ready to launch it and market it, but then COVID hit.
Right.
Then COVID hit, so it put things on hold. But now I'm starting to market it. But during COVID last year, I shot 5 videos from the CD.
Wow.
I managed to shoot 5 videos. I was very careful because you can't let anything hold you back. You got to work around the obstacles. And the last video I shot, which was in January of this year, I have not released it yet. It's from the CD.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, the reason I ask is because I thought maybe, since we can't go out or perform live, I thought maybe that's where you were getting your creative juices from, to do the CD. So So, but that's cool. Great.
No, I was staying creative during the first lockdown in early last year, 2020. I was being creative, and I said, let me write a storybook for this first video. Let me figure out where I'm going to shoot it. Let me go do some location shots. And I did. I did.
Nice.
And the videos came out good. They're all on my website.
Mm. And what's the website?
It's www.lady, L-A-D-Y, Sandra, S-A-U-N-D-R-A.com. I even have a store where you can buy the CD, you can buy a book, because I wrote a book. I mean, I wrote a book. I wrote a book. It's an autobiography.
Oh, really?
Mm,
an autobiography? Wait a minute. You're like 25. How much could you have to say?
I'm going to say 25 forever.
I know, right? I wish we could. I wish we could.
I know. But it's all a mental thing. It's how you think.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I got to turn the volume down on this. I'm so sorry about that. Hold on.
Okay.
Now, there we go. So now, when you were growing up, did you sing in the church? Or where'd you get your voice? It's absolutely beautiful. Are you a trained singer or just a natural-born singer?
You know what? I was raised a Catholic, and I was in the choir. And
are you there?
I was in the choir, yeah.
Sandra?
In Philadelphia. Yes,
Sandra?
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
know
here.
What? Yes, you know what? I just realized. You have to forgive
what?
Me. I have a new microphone and a new system here, and I just realized that I couldn't hear you without that turned up, so I have to work that out after the show tonight. But guess what? We have a caller. Would you like to speak to a caller?
Oh, yes, please.
Cool. Let's say hi. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Lady Sandra Chris. Would you like to say hello or you have a question?
Oh, Lady Sandra.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Barry. That's my producer, Barry.
Hey.
So I have had the honor to work with this fabulously, beautifully talented creature and make this great record with her that I am so proud of.
Nice. Well, Barry, I'm telling you what I've heard, and it's beautiful. Absolutely. I mean, her voice you can't screw it up. Even if the music was bad, her voice carries it. And no matter what, the music is just fantastic, too.
Yeah, but she brings a producer's sense of a collection of great material. She's got great ears for knowing what a good song is.
Mm.
And when she sings them, it resonates with her, so that's how she knows for sure.
Mm. And what's your favorite song on the CD, Barry?
I can't be objective because I wrote some of the songs with her, and I just produced some of the songs with her.
Well, which one of her vocals moves you the most on the CD? How about that?
Wow. Wheel in the Middle, I actually never told you, Sandra, but I really like your vocal on that. It's got great personality.
Mm.
The ballads are tough to top as far as a talent attack, but you sing the up-tempo stuff with such a life, you know.
I enjoyed Choose to Love a lot. I enjoyed that one a lot. Yeah.
Thanks.
That one I loved
a
lot.
I wrote that song, and Sandra was smart enough to say, hey, that's a good song. Let's do it.
Excellent. Excellent. Are you also doing the background? Are you also doing background vocals on it, Barry?
I'm doing some. Sandra's doing maybe most of them, but I'm doing some. I'm doing the male backgrounds.
Nice, nice.
And,
I'm sorry, Sandra. I cut you off. I'm so sorry, honey.
Okay.
What did you say?
Joanne, do you know that I met Barry at a concert I was doing with some other artists like 4 years before we did this CD? And he had a press pass, and he got backstage, and he said, you're the real deal. And he said, here's my card. I would love to produce you. So I took his card, and we didn't talk for like 2 years later because I know that he's expensive. So when I made an appointment to see him, I saw all the gold records on his wall.
Wow.
I mean, this man has produced like Johnny Mathis, Placento Domingo. He's produced Andy Williams, Melissa Manchester,
Wow.
Diana Ross. I mean, I just, and Air Supply. Remember, Air Supply had this huge hit. Every woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced and wrote 92 tracks for the NBC Fame. You know,
the show. Yep.
Theory
of
Fame. Yeah, he wrote 92.
Yeah. Wow, Barry.
So when I met with him, it's not so much the gold records, but I love his personality. And Melissa Manchester, I listened to her growing up. She has such a big voice.
Yeah,
and
I
said
too.
He probably could really, really help me with producing my voice, Melissa and Blacinda Domingo, because I studied opera. So
right.
And so we made an agreement, signed a contract, and we worked on these songs. Took us like 3 or 4 months to do the album, but we were really focused. So I really loved his track record and his ear. We worked so well together. I hear instruments in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I can play a little bit of piano, but I hear instruments. So Barry, when I would say, Barry, I hear a flute right here. It should be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He knew exactly what I wanted. He could feel me. So we worked so well together.
It sounds like you write like me. I get the melody in my head, the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
and then I hear instruments, and then I tell whoever's playing, this is what I hear. You play with it now.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But Sam, you give me some good, strong direction, and it's always great when you got a place to jump off from and have a framework within which to work.
Yeah,
and,
it's a beautiful environment to work in when both of you are on it, you know?
Yeah, but Sam's choice in material, the songs, and my hat's really off to her. I think it's quite a high collection of inspirational songs.
Mm-hmm.
Each of which means a lot. And
right.
there's a lot of heart and soul that went into it, obviously by Sandra and those of us that got to play the role behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, listen, since we're talking about the music and you're on the phone, why don't we play Choose to Love, because I love that one.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Cool, let's do it. Here we go. Everybody, Sandra, Lady Sandra Chris, Choose to Love.
Oh, no, that's
cool. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In my war of anguish, I cried out to the Lord for deliverance. I saw his holy healing. He came with might and power to my. I'm stopping that because
that was not
Choose to Love because
no, that's
Barry, 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 Barry.
That's okay.
Our girlfriend sent us music and she didn't give me titles, honey.
I know, all I got is
track
so
one,
sorry.
Track two, track three, track four. So I don't know which one is Choose to Love, honey.
It's number four. It's number four on a CD, so I don't know the order I sent them to. Just put another song on and we'll tell you.
Nope. We're going to do Choose to Love. It's right here. Number four. Sorry, folks. Even though that was so good, we're going to come back to that later. But here's Choose to Love. I'm so sorry, folks. Lady Sandra Chris, Choose to Love. Got a question no one can answer. Why does it have to be such suffering? We got bloodshed, healing, and more. We let superficial differences fester like a sore. Must be a reason, like changing seasons. This world has such high. Such love, when we got to be singing the blues, we can't let ourselves get caught up in the throes. We can choose to love. Yeah.
but the present change is the one thing that is for sure, and it's happening. The healing and the cure when we choose to love, love our neighbor as ourselves, share the spiritual well. We can work that golden rule. Ready, love with praise instead of ridicule. For humanity's health, put indifference on the shelf.
I love it. That was great. Oh my God.
It's so needed, right?
I was going to say it was so apropos. It's so apropos. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great job, guys. Great job, Barry. My God.
Thanks. It's the real choice people can make every moment of their lives.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love.
That's right. That is right. My goodness. Well, while we have you on the phone, Barry, if you don't mind, if you could tell me the names of the other songs before I play them so that we don't have that happen again where we play the wrong song. I just got to grab me a
pen
over here.
I sent her four songs, Barry. I sent He Rules, Wheel in the Middle, Pieces, and Choose to Love. So I don't know what.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so what's track one?
Yeah, why don't you play Wheel in the Middle? I think it's track. Which one do you think it would have been,
it's
Sandra?
Track two. Wheel in the Middle is track two, yes.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we believe this is Wheel in the Middle, and this is Lady Sandra Chris. Enjoy this too, folks.
Woke up this morning, made of confusion, trying to let go of mistakes from my past. My mind won't let me be free, but still I hold on to destiny. The time is right for me.
I love gospel, but I'm hearing crossover in this, and like they're pop songs, man.
Yes.
They're poppy, which is cool.
I wanted to reach
the masses.
I didn't want to be religious.
Well,
I want to reach people.
Gospel pop.
Right, definitely.
Exactly.
Well, listen, real quick. We've got somebody that's been holding for a while, so let's see. Barry, hang on one second, okay, honey? Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Lady Sandra, Chris, and Barry. How are you?
I am great, and I want to say how wonderful it is to hear Sandra's music over the radio. Finally, it's about time.
And guess who this is? This is my wonderful friend, Elaine Ballas. I love you, honey. How are you?
I am great, and it just is so great. You have to play Pieces. I mean, that's like a must.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Then the next song she has to record is For Every Drop of Rain, which is my all-time favorite song of hers.
Well, I only have four, so I don't know what's next. So.
Pieces is four. Pieces is number four. I did a lyric video. I shot the video in January. I have not released it. It's gorgeous. I'm just waiting for the right timing to release
song.
No, Choose Love is number four.
Oh, okay. So then let's try number three then for Pieces. I hope. Yeah.
Well, if everybody wants to give a listen, let's check it. Wait, what was the first one we played? The first one we played
was
Choose to Love.
The very first one that was He Rules.
He Rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We think number three is Pieces. All right, let's try it again.
Yeah.
Lady Sandra Chris,
okay.
Pieces.
In my quietness,
you ever
so
lovingly reached out your hand and brought deliverance. In my darkest hour, you lifted me from the mire, reached out your love and brought your healing power. For your love is better than wine, and your grace knows no bounds. I'm consumed by your fire, consumed by your grace. I'm consumed.
Fears are gone.
With your love,
wasn't pieces.
Yeah, I didn't pieces on there. I forgot. I only sent her four, and I didn't do pieces.
So what was that one? Because
that
was beautiful.
That was better. It's better than wine. That's the
better
name of it.
Better than wine. That's nice.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Barry, I loved what you did there with the overdubbing. My God.
Yeah, she's got
that gave me chills. Song, when I heard that, I just said, wow.
It's really, for me, for some reason, it's so easy to sweeten a beautiful song, but the song's got to be beautiful, otherwise you're not sweetening anything of value.
Man, that was good. The two of you together, what a team. My God, her voice, your talent behind the studio, behind the board, my God. Did you play any instruments on it either? Well, you said you only play a little bit of piano.
Yeah.
I did hear a lot of flute in there, Sandra.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wanted the flute. Like, Barry's instrument is piano.
Yeah, I've got band and the orchestra. I'm the synthesizers, so we bring in a real guitar player, though.
We have a great guitar player that we work
guitar.
With. He's so good. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Barry, I need to send you a demo. You got to do a song for me, man. You're good.
For you. Yeah. So I program the bass and drums and the keyboards, and I program guitars as well, and I actually play some guitar myself.
I probably can't afford you either, but what was I going to say?
I'm not that expensive. Yeah,
well,
you want my information? I will get it to you after the show.
Well, I was going to say, I think you might be a great guest yourself one night.
Exactly.
You got an amazing background, my friend.
Well, thank you, ma'am. But I'm blessed to have class artists like Sandra and Chris to work with.
Well, that's great. Well, Sandra, oh, my goodness. What a pleasure getting to meet Barry tonight. And also, we've got Elaine on the phone, too. And we're having a party again, Elaine. Elaine says we have a party on the show.
It's always a party. I tell everyone Joanne is the party girl. And she goes, no, I don't want that reputation. But she really is, because anytime you call in, and all of her guests are always worthy of a party.
Oh, well, everybody's fantastic. That's I love hanging out with everybody for an hour, and we have a nice time, and that's all that matters. Listen, there's no bells and whistles here. I don't know how to operate anything. I'm just having a good time. That's all.
I hear you. So, Joanne, listen, my CD,
yes, ma'am.
I have a store on my website, and on my store, you can buy my CD, which has a 20-page booklet. I designed it. It's very elegant.
This
it's a 20-page booklet.
Beautiful.
That's why $20.88. Because I do a little a little synopsis of the book and what it means. There's some pictures of me in the book. All the lyrics to the songs are written. There's a bio of Barry in there and our guitar player, Nick. And the name of the book is called A Mother and Daughter Story. It's an autobiography about me and my mom.
Nice.
And the book talks about journeys that we went through. Like I had cancer. I had so many surgeries, and I fought it through holistic medicine and an herbalist and praying. And it just talks about, you know, life. My friend was murdered. He died in my arms. I missed a bullet because I ducked. And it talks about molestation. I'm being very transparent because a lot of people are hurting, and I was molested by an uncle. And a lot of people stay in that place of pain, and you don't have to. My journey to healing, it was a journey. Because a lot of people, I became like a workaholic. I was always escaping my pain. But when you're molested or raped, you're not in touch with what happened to you. You don't feel it till later on in life. The guilt comes in, the shame comes in, the low self-esteem, the I won't let you love me. I'm not worthy of you. It just really messes with their psyche. With their psyche. And the book talks about my journey of healing, because you don't have to stay in that place of pain.
Right.
And that's what my book talks about, my journey to getting whole, okay?
Right.
So I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble. It was very successful. So that's on my website. And also I had some cups made with my album Glory, picture of the album Glory on it, and the single that was released, Better Than Wine. I have a cup to that. And I have a hat, And I have a tote bag with Better to Wine, and I have a notebook with Better to Wine. So I have all those things in a store on my website so people can buy, go buy some things. And the song Pieces, you can hear that on my website. I'm sorry I did send it to you, but it's a beautiful song. And that was the video that I just shot that's not released, but it's gorgeous.
I'll tell you what. First of all, before I say what I'm going to say, does somebody have their computer on? We're getting some feedback.
It's not me.
I don't know who.
I either. I'm on the phone.
But I'm not online with your show.
Okay, so it's gone now. Good. It's gone now. So I don't know how it went away, but it's gone. It definitely wasn't me. I don't know what I'm doing sound wise here, but it wasn't me. Oh, here it is again.
Coming back. Yeah, I have no idea. Oh my God.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to say before. Oh shoot! Now I forgot the heck what I was going to say. Oh God. Oh man!
Bring it back.
What was the name of the book again, Sandra? The book. The
it's
book. What was the name?
A Mother and Daughter Story.
A Mother and Daughter Story.
But and an important item on that website is the record.
On my website.
The Glory CD with the package is just something else.
Say that again. The packaging.
The Glory
CD is. The Glory CD.
You want to get the CD because the package is to die for.
Oh,
right.
The packaging's gorgeous, Joe. I'm enjoying it. Gorgeous. I wanted to send you a copy. I didn't get around to it. I had a photographer take the pictures, believe it or not, at a Jewish synagogue because I wanted the right ambiance and I wanted the lighting. And then
right.
I had a graphic designer put it together. And it's just gorgeous because I do things elegant. If you see my videos on my website, you'll see the elegance, and that's just me. Marketing yourself is very important in this business. And
right.
It's got all the songs, the lyrics written to the songs, bio on one. It's all color. It's a color CD. It's color.
Nice.
And
well, that's the one with you in the red dress. That's the one with you in the red dress.
That's
flowing.
Better than wine. That's
nice.
Better than wine. Go and look at the video. I shot that with the gown. And Pieces, that's not up yet. I shot it with a gorgeous Pisanera dress, yes. And Barry and I are going in the studio in the middle of March to start our next project. Now, we're promoting this, but we're starting to do our next gospel CD in 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, I remembered what I was going to say. Please, when we're done, send me Pieces. I'm going to put it in my month-end show. Every at the end of the month, any music that I play throughout the month, I highlight it, and I just do a music show at the end of the month, and I just play everybody's music. So, yes, please send it, and I will make sure to include it in my set list when I do that evening. So, but, man, you've had some life, Sandra, and you know what? You've kicked butt. You've kicked butt. You came back.
I'm still kicking butt, Joanne. Are you kidding me?
Of course.
I'm never give up.
Of course. And
we all go through battles in our life, and I'm trying to teach people. Sure, I've gotten weary, but you have to get up. When you fall down, you got to get up. When you fall down, you got to get up. You know, you just got to keep moving. There's always a lesson in what you go through.
Right.
I've learned that. What are you trying to teach me, God, in this? Let me learn the lesson so I can move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's never about us. It's always God will allow you to go through hell just to help one person.
Right.
And when you go through a valley, we're so busy going through, we don't see ourselves being elevated.
It's
like
true.
A lot of the songs I wrote in the CD come from my places of pain, my own struggles. Like when I wrote the song "He Rules," the very first song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it wasn't for God, you know, this person that some people don't believe in him, but I know there's another. In my book, I have supernatural encounters with God, so I know who he is. I don't want to get into that, but that song came from coming out of a battle, and I said, God, you rule no matter what.
Well,
I write a lot of songs about the secret place with him.
You can
definitely
feel your passion behind your singing, and there's something there, and that's what it's got to be. It's your life experiences all in your voice. It's amazing.
because I wanted to reach people. It's not even about me. Oh, I want to be a big success and make a lot of money. I really have a heart for the lost. I have a heart for the downtrodden, people that are depressed or they're sad and don't know how to get through that. Because I struggled with depression, and I had to fight to get through it.
Right.
And over it and above it. And you can. You don't have to stay in that place of pain.
Right. Well, guess what? It was Elaine's phone that was causing the problem. And I lost Barry in the process because I didn't know which one was the problem. So if Barry wants, Barry, if you're listening, please call back. Elaine, call back and check your phone. That was the problem. So you don't hear it anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Elaine?
Yes, they dropped me. How rude.
Well,
I didn't
because,
even
honey,
sing.
We realize it's your phone that's causing the reverb.
Yeah.
Oh really? Why is it my phone?
I don't know. Do you have the computer on listening to the show?
No, my phone.
Okay. Actually, it sounds better now. Well, I still hear it. It's just not as prominent as it was before.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Elaine, since you did call back, I just want to say thank you so much for introducing me to Lady Sandra, because what a pleasure.
It's just so nice to hear her songs on the radio. That's like I've known Sandra forever, and this is a dream come true for both of us.
No, it's
because
beautiful.
I've always waited for her songs to be on the radio because she's got such a gifted voice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoyed it so much. You kidding me? It was so good. Every song. And I want to go back to track one. Do you remember which one that was? Because that was kicking too.
It's the very first one you played.
And which one is that
one? It's got to be track one.
No, I know. But what's the name of that one?
It's called He Rules.
He Rules.
Yeah, I wrote that one. Yeah.
You wrote this one. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, why don't we give a listen?
Okay.
Let's give a listen to this is He Rules. Lady Sandra Chris, enjoy.
Hey, yeah. In my war of anguish, I cried out to the Lord for deliverance. He came with might and power to my defense, and as he rose to the occasion, I reminded him of my times of old on the battlefield of pain, wounded scars of my emotion, like a rushing mighty wind with healing in it when he came. He ruled with majesty and power.
Oh my God. You got to tell Barry. Oh, I think Barry's back.
Yes.
Hold on. Barry, is that you, honey?
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm so sorry. We were trying to figure out whose phone was the problem. We thought we did, and now it's back again, but it's not you, so it's okay. I apologize. I had to get rid of you somehow to figure out who was making the feedback there. Oh my God! Listen, I came up with my own phrase for this music because I love it so much. It's not gospel, it's popsle.
Popsle. Okay, popsle. Okay.
I'm calling it popsle.
Okay.
Because it's gospel slash pop. It's really great. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
I'm loving it.
Popsle.
P-O-P-S-E-L.
I got you. Gospel. Got you.
Yes, like gospel for popsle.
I wanted to be crossover. So, Joanne, earlier you asked me where did I study. I had a lyric soprano voice, but I didn't have any strength. I sang in my throat. So I went to Settlement Music School in Philadelphia. I don't know if you heard of Mario Lanza.
Yes.
He went to that school. It was a very prominent school growing up. So my mother paid for me to go there when I was like 12, 13 years old. And the genre of music was opera.
Mm.
It was opera slash pop, but it was a lot of opera. They taught me how to sing correctly.
Right.
And I went there for a couple of years. I took piano theory one, theory two. And then they also... From that school, I got a scholarship to go to Indiana University to study voice.
Mm.
And when you try to get into a college to study voice, you have to prepare some arias and something from an opera.
Really?
So I had to prepare something from La Boheme.
Yeah.
And I got in the school. So I have a love for classical music because I believe it's great training for a singer. It teaches you how to sing correctly.
Right, right.
From the diaphragm. It's
right.
All in breathing right.
Right.
So that was my training. But, you know, when I came to L.A., I sang so white. I don't mean to be – I mean, I'm
no,
not –
No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
I sang so straight ahead. I didn't know how to be soulful. So I had
right.
to work with this arranger named Bonita, who really helped me work with a lot of R&B songs like Chaka Khan and Aretha.
Yeah,
and
right.
I began to practice some
right.
of this music.
The soul
it,
out.
It really helped me to feel music differently. It's like when I did this album, I now know I can do pop and R&B, you know, because of all
nice.
The practicing with Chaka and Aretha. Because
right.
opera
right.
training, it just makes you just sing straight ahead.
Right. Right. Well, Elaine's going to kill me because I had to let her go again because it was just too much noise. And she's calling me back. And I don't know what to do. I feel bad.
Well, you can't answer right. You can't. It's her phone, so it's okay. I'll explain it to her.
Yeah, because it's too much feedback. And then I heard footsteps. I don't know if you heard that.
It's right.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know what to say. The album is called Glory. It's beautiful. The packaging is beautiful. Because a lot of the elegance has left the business, and I'm trying to keep that. I'm elegant by nature. I'm just an elegant person. My mother was a very, very elegant lady. I mean, she wouldn't go to the grocery store without putting on a nice jacket and a nice pair of jeans. She was
right,
just like that. You know, and I just wanted to, I wanted people to see the real me and the elegance that's in me. And when I do this next project that we're going to start working on in 2 weeks, the album's going to be elegant. Won't be elegant.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, other than working with the talented Barry over here. Barry, what is your last name, by the way?
Fosman. F is in Frank, A, S is in Sam, M-A-N. Barry Fosman. Some people call me the Foz.
The Foz. Well, I was going to say, other than working with the talented Barry Fosman here, who would be your dream person to work with? Vocalist or musician, anything? To do a duet, anything?
Who, me or Barry?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I would love to work with David Foster.
Oh.
That's the guy I was going to say, the monster.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with him. Oh, my God. Go in the studio with him? Oh, my God. Good Lord.
Mm. I don't think he done anything lately? I don't think he's done anything. Well, nothing
no,
I've heard,
no,
I guess.
No. And a person
a
I would love to do a duet with is a person I would love to do a duet. I would love to do a duet with Peebo Bryson.
Oh, that would be a nice combo.
He has
combo.
A great voice. He mm-hmm. has a great great voice. Even Pacelli, which I
yeah.
would love to do something with him. Oh, my God.
But I think Barry was saying that David Foster just did something with Andre Bocelli.
Oh, God, I would love to work with both of them. For
yeah,
real.
Yeah,
there's
right?
a lot of concert series. It was quite well done, actually.
Yeah, he's another amazing producer. My God. Wow. I'm telling you guys, I just loved everything. Every song just was normally I would say kick ass, so I'm going to say it anyway, okay? They were just kick ass. They were so good. Oh, my God.
Right,
I loved every single one of them.
Right.
I can't wait
That's
to do my
happens.
End of month show when I play these. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to play them again.
I'm going
to
send you pieces again. When I hang up. I'm going to send you pieces so you can hear how beautiful that song is. Gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I cannot thank you enough for joining me tonight and sharing your music and getting to know you better. I mean, we've been speaking a little bit here and there. You know I've been a little crazy lately, so I apologize to you. If anybody's listening who has been waiting to hear from me in regard to return emails and phone calls, I am so sorry. I've just had the last 2 months from hell. But anyway, I thank you again for your patience and what a treat to have you on. And Barry, what a pleasure to meet you too as well. And again, Barry, you might have your own show tonight. Well, not tonight, another night. I'd love to have you on to talk about all the amazing people you've worked with. My God, you've worked with just about everybody. And now, Ms. Lady Sandra Criss. So there you go.
Thank you so much for having me, Joanne.
Well, everybody, the album is called Glory, and you can get it at www.ladysandra.com. And also, she's got her book out there. It's a mother and daughter story. It sounds fabulous. And sounds like a tearjerker to me a little bit. I hope, am I wrong or no?
It's a tearjerker, but it also will bring healing.
Right.
It'll bring healing
and truth. That's what it is. That's
yes,
the thing. It's
that's
truth.
It. That's it. Yes. Yes.
And it's truth. Then that will be, truth is always a tearjerker, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying
well,
to
the truth.
Tears of joy.
Yep, and not only that, the truth will set you free, as they say, right? So,
and it does.
You know. Yep, that's
great.
For sure.
Really.
But, yeah, folks, go to her website, ladysandra.com, LadySaundra, Saundra, www.ladysandra.com, and you get her new album, or also the other album is Better Than Wine, or is that just a single?
No, Better Than Wine is a single that was released from the album.
Okay, cool. And the videos, you said that you had videos out. Where can folks see those?
The videos,
are they up on YouTube yet?
They are on YouTube under my channel. It's Lady Sandra, I believe, yeah. But you can see all the videos on my website. All of them are uploaded.
Right.
They're
cool.
Uploaded, right? You play them on our website, but they're really playing on YouTube.
Nice.
You can also play them on YouTube
as
well.
Right. Well, I thank you both so very much, and what a pleasure to chat with you both. And Barry, Sandra, if you wouldn't mind giving Barry my email address, I'd appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Or my phone number.
I will do that.
I'll make contact. It'll be fun.
Yes, we're going to have a good time. And what a treat tonight. I thank you again, Sandra. What a treat. And the music was beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it with me. And I can't wait to, you know what I enjoy about playing it at the end of the month is that at the end of the month, I get to really sit and enjoy it. I don't have to listen and talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. When you hear something for the first time, you're like listening for this, listening for that. But when you can sit back and just enjoy it and not have to pick at it and listen to it and say, oh, I got to talk about this now. You know what I mean? But that's why I enjoy doing the end of month thing. And I just call it a recap of the music of the folks that have been on for the month. So, but you are going to have, I'm going to play all your stuff there. And if you could please do send me the pieces, the pieces track, and we'll definitely get that one up there too.
I'll do that. Thank you so much, Joanne, again.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And everybody, Lady Sandra Chris, check out her new album again. Glory on her website at www.ladysandra.com. Thank you so much, guys. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Barry, it was a pleasure meeting you, and we'll talk soon, I hope.
Okay.
Same here, Joanne. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right, Lady Sandra, thank you so much. Have a good evening, honey. Take care.
All right. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. That was just so good. Oh, man. When I get music, I try not to listen to it because I really want to hear it the first time like you guys do and experience it for the first time. And I really love when people trust me to play their new releases. I just love it. And it's just a treat for me. It really is. It's an honor, to be quite honest. And I really enjoy it. And I do love, again, I love when I can do the month end weekly recap of all the music that we play throughout the month, because I just love playing the music and listening to it and enjoying it with you too. So again, that was Lady Sandra Chris, C-H-R-I-S-S. I see I've got a typo on my screen here. I'll have to fix that as well. Again, her new album, Glory, at www.ladysandra.com, S-A-U-N-D-R-A. And her book is there as well, A Mother and a Daughter Story. And she has other goods at her shop, some cups and stuff too. So I have to go check it out. And also her videos on YouTube and at her website. And also the producer who worked with her on the album, Barry Fassman, joined us tonight, which was fabulous. And actress, comedian, Elaine Ballas, again, my little sweetheart. I love her. And I'm so sorry, Elaine, if you're listening. I had to let you go. It was just too noisy, honey. I'm so sorry. If I knew how to cue or whatever, I would have. But like I said, I don't know what I'm doing here, guys. I'm just having fun. So, well, coming up, where is my calendar? Of course, it's across the room. Hang on. Oi. Oi, goy, oi, oi, oi. What do we got here? Sorry about that. January, February, March, March. Oh, March is looking really good. You know, we went a little light on February. I had some crazy stuff going on, so we went a little light. But I'm glad I did because it worked out in regard to everything going on. So, but March, we are coming back with a vengeance. Wait till you see who's going to be on the show. The 21st, this Sunday, is going to be pretty cool. I got a friend of mine coming on. I went to school with him, and when we were in school, he really took a liking to weather. And he is now, I mean, what's it? So it's going to be 30 years now, 30-something years we're out of school. He predicts the weather. I don't know if it's called predict or what, but when he does the weather, he is the most accurate forecaster I have ever met. I shouldn't say met, but seen or read or heard. And every forecast he does is just so accurate. And I had reached out to him to ask if he wanted to come on to let everybody know what we're expecting on the East Coast tomorrow. What last I heard, I don't know how true it is. Like I said, I didn't get it from him. I heard we're getting like 12 inches on top of our already 12 inches that we've got. So You guys all know what's going on down south with the craziness with the weather, but there's no global warming. Don't worry about it. It'll get warm. It'll get warm, you know, or it'll get cold, as somebody said, whatever. I don't know what the hell he said. Asshole. Anyway, pardon my French. So Anthony Mondaro, Tony Mondaro from the Harrison Weather Center is going to be with us on the 21st. We're going to talk about how he got involved in doing it. You should see the equipment he's got. My God, he's got some operation over there. So we're going to talk to him on Sunday. And if you guys want to call in and give him a shout out and, you know, maybe say thank you for doing such a great job. He does always a great job. So, and then on the 24th, we've got actor and comedian Terry Ray. He's hysterical. I can't wait to chat with him. We're going to have a lot of fun. We are going to have a lot of fun. So, again, thank you to Lady Sandra Chris and her producer, Barry Fasman, who called in tonight. That was pretty cool. So, thanks to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Local Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyden Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H2 One Hand Sanitizer. What's today? Wednesday. How about we be kind, folks? Take care. Have a good night. Thanks for listening. And new equipment, so bear with me. Each show will get better. It's like when I used to perform in the clubs. I'd say, the more you drink, the better I sound. So the more you listen, the better I'll sound. So here we go. Be kind, folks. Take care. We'll see you on the 21st. Take care. Good night. Thank you.